Welcome back to New Every Day. My name's Carrie.
My name's Jen, and on today's show, part three of our whole camp series with the focus of going on a missions trip. What does that have to do with camp? Stay tuned.
Welcome back to New Every Day. We're so glad that you've tuned in. Again, we are on our third week of talking about camp, why camp is important, why camp is a valuable tool to use to spread the gospel to children. One of the things I was thinking about, and we've got Jared Clark here, Jen Wagger.
And Carrie Webb.
I'm glad we've covered who's here. Now can we talk about camp a little bit?
Yeah, we can, totally. We have kept Jared here now for a third episode to talk about camp. We've talked about the value of camp as a tool to use to draw kids closer to God and maybe introduce them to Christ for the very first time. Mm-hmm. So we're going to just jump right back in. I'm going to pass it over to you, Jen, to get us started.
Well, one of the things that we've been talking about is the value of camp, because we deal with lots of kids who are really struggling with who they are. And even we often think, well, kids in the church have it together. But we are learning more and more that that is not the case, that kids inside the church are struggling with life just as much as kids outside of the church. And one of the things that has happened in Canada over probably, I think, within the last 5 years or so, was a study called Hemorrhaging Faith. So, Jared, do you want to explain to us a little bit about what that study was about? Because I think it will play in a lot into how and why we do camp and the importance of getting kids and adults, young adults especially, involved with the camp movement. So explain to us a little bit about that study.
Well, I think, first of all, we have to recognize where our society is at. Most people do not have a foundational concept of who Jesus is and what church is all about. And so parachurch organizations like camp become important to introduce people to the faith, because when our parents grew up, the vast majority of people understood what it meant to go to church. They might not have been regular attenders, but they understood our faith.
Mm-hmm.
Where for most people now, they don't have a concept of what it means to truly serve Jesus. And so it comes to camp to be able to do that. So Hemorrhaging Faith was about looking at why people are leaving the church and not coming back.
Mm.
And the reality is people, we don't have a lot of the kids we used to have in our churches because they're just not coming. And so they started looking at indicators of people, young adults, who have stayed in church and what experiences that they had that kept them in church.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we understand what's keeping the ones that have stayed in church, hopefully we can replicate that. So 56% of people, of young adults who were still serving God faithfully, had a camp experience.
Wow.
And 56% had identified that they had had a camp experience. And so then 71% identified with a short-term missions trip. And so for me, I really see the camp experience really geared at our campers and experiencing God. And then the short-term missions thing really plays into what our staff are doing.
Okay.
They come and they work there for 7, 8, 9 weeks, depending on the camp, and live in community, doing missions at home. And so they have the opportunity to share their faith, grow in their faith, which is really what a short-term missions trip is all about, is going to a different culture or to a different place outside of our comfort zone, where we have an opportunity to tell other people about Jesus. And that's camp. We go out, and for some of them, it's a totally different, unique situation. You come from the city, and you're out in the wilderness, and,
yeah,
you know,
there's bugs.
Yeah, lots of bugs, especially if your camp is in Manitoba.
Yeah.
And so they're in this new environment where they have the opportunity, in a safe way, to learn how to share their faith and become active and live out their faith in a different way than they would at home. And so I think that's really what Hemorrhaging Faith has keyed in on with the results that they presented.
in my experience, I've found that when you place a teenager in a cabin with a group of children that do not belong to them, often, not all the time, maybe I should say sometimes, you see them coming out of their cabin going,
what have I gotten myself into?
And we immediately, as good staff leaders, say, you need to pray about it. You need to invite God into that cabin. You need to start praying for all of those kids. And you need to trust that God's going to give you everything that you need to minister to each of these kids, no matter how different than they are than you, no matter what kind of issues that they're bringing, no matter how many times beds get peed in. God's going to give you everything that you need. And it's so interesting when you see them week after week surrendering each cabin to the Lord, praying for their kids, that by the end of, like you said, the 6 to 9 weeks, these young men and women are changed because they've trusted God to do amazing things with them in a camp situation. Mm-hmm. So when we talk about, you know, to think about camp as a short-term missions trip, it really is, because you are going into a foreign culture. Most teenagers do not have to look after a group of kids 24/7. Yeah. Like, they don't have to worry about beds. They don't have to worry about kids getting up from the table and going places and you know. And so they really, I've watched kids grow in their faith as they have trusted God with these kids, trusted God with the opportunity.
Well, for most of them, it's the first time where their faith has actually been their own. Mm-hmm. Many of the kids that come and are counselors, so they're 17, 18, 19, 20 years old, and they've grown up in the church, and it's really been their parents' faith. They went to church because their parents went to church, and they go to youth group because their parents told them they go to youth group, and they drop them off. And so they get to this point in their life, and it's like, okay, this is what I do because this is what I've always done. And so there's this time in life when you're a young adult where you're really going, okay, why am I doing this? And you ask these questions. And so camp gives them the opportunity to actually make their faith real and live out their own faith. And for many of them, that's the first time they've ever actually lived out their own faith is at camp. And so they all of a sudden they start sharing their faith and they start living it out. And so we're seeing now, after a year or two of working, that these young people are going back to their maybe in their last year of high school or in their university, and they want to all of a sudden share their faith there.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's given them the confidence mm-hmm. and equipped them with the skills yes. that they need to actually live out their faith in a real way back at home. And so that's what camp's about. It's about sharing it with the kids, but also equipping our staff yeah. to be people of character and people who are going to serve God in a real way and really reach out into the community and the people around them. Mm-hmm. Because that's what we're all called to do. You know, we're not supposed to just stay inside of the church.
Yeah. Mm. And so often we've seen where these young men and women, they come to camp and they don't think they have anything to offer. And then you get them involved with, you know, some one-on-one, you know, with the campers that need special treat or special attention. And so they need a one-on-one. So all of a sudden you see that, you know, at first you put a cabin leader with them and they're like, I don't know if I can do this. And by the end of the week, you've seen the confidence that has come inside of them as a result of working one-on-one with a camper. Or we've also seen where they wouldn't necessarily participate in drama or leading actions or even giving their story. And yet, you know, by the end of a few weeks, I'll do it. I can do that. I can share my testimony. I'll participate in the drama. Like, the confidence, you know, we often think, well, send the camper to camp so that they can experience hope and get some self-worth and self-value. But I've seen so many staff members grow in their faith, grow in their own self-confidence, so that when they go back home, all of a sudden it's like they have all of these skills that they can now, you know, give back to their own home church. So now, have you seen that happen at all, where you've seen maybe someone come in at the leadership level, like leadership class level, we call it EDGE, Equipping Disciples of God for Eternity, where you've seen them, you know, the quiet kid come in during one of those programs, because you've been aware of the EDGE program now for a long time, probably,
yeah.
When did you first take the leadership program?
1997.
19 years. So for 19 years, you've seen kids come and go, And I'm just wondering if you have any, like, any stories where you go, yeah, I totally saw this kid take off. I never would have thought they would have come out of their shell like that. I never would have thought the confidence that they had.
Nothing like being put on the spot, eh?
Can you no. think of one example?
Well, you framed it in so tightly. But we're going to talk about this right after the break, because we haven't had the break yet.
You know that's what? True. That's a great idea, David. You know, we've got two our guests to our first, so we'll be back.
Right after this.
That was awesome.
I'm like, you just framed me in so tight. I'm like, what do I do with that?
Jeff Weston.
Yeah, man.
You're building a brand new, beautiful website.
What?
Aren't you?
No. Am I?
Oh, you're a terrible actor.
What?
This is where acting comes into play.
Oh, I didn't know we were acting.
You're supposed to act.
Okay, fair enough. All right.
Yeah, I'm building a really cool website. Are you building a really cool website? You need hosting. One of the things about a hosting account is you don't want to have limitations put on your website.
It's true.
How much hard drive space do you have? How many email accounts? How many domains can point to it? Well, we've got an amazing deal for you. For a very limited time, cat5.tv/dreamhost, for just $5 and a bit of change per month, you are going to get unlimited website hosting, unlimited email accounts on that hosting service. You are also going to receive a free domain name.
Ooh.
So your own .com.
Nice.
To put that amazing website that you've been working on
it's
on
true.
There. If you want to build a WordPress site, fine. Sign up. cat5.tv/dreamhost.
Just don't put Panama Papers on it.
Just don't do it. But hey, it's a great deal, folks. Best deal you're going to find. $5 and change per month. Go to cat5.tv/dreamhost.
Welcome back. We are talking to Jared Clark. Jared's the director of a camp in Manitoba. And Jen, you just asked a question. And if you want to just rephrase that so we
sure.
can get started again.
Right. So my question was, in your experience of being a part of camp, both as a, you know, a counselor and then as a director, have you watched or seen in an individual how camp has, you know, helped them grow in their faith or given them worth and value, how you've seen them change as a result of being a part of the camp ministry?
Yeah, I think one of the greatest examples, I actually married, and my wife accepted Christ at camp, and she grew up at camp in her faith, and she did the leadership program under you.
Yeah.
Really?
In 2002, I think it was.
2002.
First year, right?
Yeah.
And so her first summer was a nightmare. Like, the first 2 days of her leadership program, we were inundated with lice. Yeah. And so it was like everything went on hold, mm-hmm. and I think we had 14 kids with lice. And so, like, we literally had to change our entire camp program to help these kids get picked. And so, you know, like,
man.
And they were upset. Like, no one wants to pick lice for 2 or 3 days straight.
No.
And so they did. And so, you know, as time has gone on and we do camp together, my wife is just as much a part of the leadership as I am. And so it's pretty neat to see her challenge me now. And as she's learned things at camp and grown in her faith, I would say at one point I sort of led. And now she challenges me as much as I challenge her. And pretty neat to see. And so we'll get to these points where it's like we get a child come to camp with lice. And it's like our policy is that we send them home. And then it's like, but are we going to send them home? And so time after time, Becky is the one who says, I'll pick their head. I will take care of this child. And so it's pretty neat to see her, who at the start, you know, begrudgingly was taught how to pick lice and spent hours doing it, to now her being the one saying, you know what, this kid's worth it.
Yeah.
And we will invest the time and the hours. And it can be hours.
Mm-hmm.
And just the growth that's happened in her. So pretty neat to see how camp has, yeah. You know, transformed her life.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And that's so like the love of Jesus. I know Heidi Baker, who is doing ministry in Mozambique with Iris Ministries, and she often says that she stops for the one. The one child is important. Every single child is important. So that one kid who had their lice picked, maybe they are the one to receive Christ and bring that good news back to their family. And I know you'd mentioned too, Jared, that the service that happens at camp then gets translated to serving back at home. And I know you and Becky and your church family are serving in a lower income community. Can you just speak to that, how you're still serving in that area as well?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty neat to see. Our church has been in Winnipeg for over 100 years. And we have stayed in the heart of the city right downtown. And so that puts us in neighborhoods where there is some great needs. And so we have some fantastic volunteers that that really just have a burden for these people. And so there are some neighborhoods that you and I would probably not feel comfortable walking in alone. And that's just the reality of where these people live. And we have this one amazing volunteer, and his name's Barry. And he goes in all throughout the year with our bus program, and he's a bus captain, and we bring the kids to the church. But in the spring, after our bus program ends, he goes door-to-door to all those kids, and he takes our camp forms, and he helps. Sometimes he has to help the parents fill them out because maybe they don't speak English, or maybe their writing abilities aren't quite there, and so he'll help them fill out the forms. And his deal with him, and I have a deal, and he gets the kids and I'll find the money. So I'll find the money to get them sponsored if he finds the kids. And so he takes that very seriously, and he goes out. And just a servant's heart to just see these kids. He just passionately cares about these kids. And they're his kids. Hmm. You know, these are his kids. These are Barry's kids. And he goes and makes sure that they get to camp because he believes in the power of camp to change their life. And so it's amazing what happens when one individual cares for, you know, these kids that would get lost in our system.
Because we talked about, you know, going on a missions trip. And we often think missions trip means overseas, you know, thousands of dollars in time and preparation. And yet this man is going on a missions trip every Sunday. Mm-hmm. You know, like every time he gets on that bus and goes, he's on a mission. He's on a mission to share the love of Jesus. And, you know, so often we think, well, camp is just for kids. Camp is just for teenagers to help them, you know, stay firm in their faith, as we've talked about regarding the hemorrhaging faith. But camp also has a huge role to play in our ongoing development, even as adults in our faith, as you said with your volunteer. And we have had, you know, I think of one family that comes back every summer, and they give a week to camp every summer, you know, and they pour in and they work in the kitchen, they take the garbage away, they build things, they paint, they tear down things. But every summer they come, and that's, you know, we don't think of it as a missions trip. They don't probably even see it as a mission, and yet it is. They are sharing the love of God with, you know, with a group of campers because they see this. They're like, why is this adult here, you know? And yet the number of times I've seen them sit down and talk with kids is, you know, so camp isn't just about for the teenagers or for the young adults. There is a place for, I want to say, more mature adults at camp. And we've talked a little bit about that in our first show, that if you have a skill to come and to volunteer your time at a camp, go to your local camp and say, you know, I'm an electrician, I'm a plumber, I'm a licensed nurse, do you need me? And ask the Lord, what is it, Lord, that you would have me do? Because you can go on a missions trip without spending a ton of money and have a huge impact in the life of a child. And it's so important that you ask the Lord about this. And I think of the number of times that someone at camp spoke into my life and changed my life, you know, that's why I'm sitting here today, is because people took that time. And so we leave that with you today, to once again ask the Lord, you know, is camp a mission field for me? Are you calling me in some way, whether it's, you know, going out and helping kids actually get to camp, or is it going to camp yourself? Or maybe it's even, you know, in the paying for camp.
Sponsoring a child to go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I got to say, if you are a nurse, go. It's a wonderful experience. Hugs, Tylenol, afterbite. That's all you need. So it's a great opportunity to go and serve. And Jared, thanks so much for coming on New Every Day. We really appreciate you being here.
Oh, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
All right, we will see you same time, same place next week, neweveryday.tv. Check out our website and our partners page, and we will see you next week.
See ya.